Sagt der Heilige Mishnah, was sagt das Klein in Perik Beis Mishnah Gimel, heißt es, Adeo Zeru Achitim. He just planted wheat, but the wheat didn't sprout yet. But Nimloch, he changes his mind. He says, I don't want a wheat field. No, I want to plant barley. But Nimloch, Lezara Saidim. He changes his mind. He wants to plant barley. But you already planted the wheat. Sagt der Mishnah, Yamtinla, wait at Shetasliya. The word taslia means worms. The wheat seeds turn into worms? No, they don't. But what happens is, the first thing that happens with the seeds when things are working properly, when they took hold in the ground, is they start sending out roots. The roots are very thin. It looks like worms. So wait until the roots start growing. Then v'yoyfech, then turn over the karka. Use the plow to turn over the ground. And that'll cause the wheat seeds to be destroyed and it won't sprout anymore. The achakach, only afterwards, Yisrael, can you plant the barley? Let's clarify this. They would plow, plant, and actually plow again. That makes sure that the seeds are in the ground and the ground covers it. When you plow again, you're either helping the seeds or destroying the seeds. If you're plowing before the roots come up, you're helping the seeds. If you're plowing after the roots come up, then you're destroying the seeds. And for sure, if you stop plowing after it sprouts, you're destroying it. That's the reason that he has to wait. If he wants to destroy the wheat, he has to wait for it to at least take root and then plow. If he plows too early, before that time, he's not destroying it, he's actually helping it. See, if you're going to plow right away, you're not destroying the wheat seeds. Now you're planting barley. That's klein. But if you wait for the roots to start coming up, little red roots that look like worms, then you turn over the ground, that's going to destroy the wheat seeds. It's not going to sprout anymore. How long does it take from when you plant until the roots come up? Zakta Batanura, 3 full days, 3 24-hour periods, if the karka is moist. If it's dry, you would need more time. Zakta Mishtim Tzimcha, if the wheat seed started to sprout already, and those you can see it coming up above the ground, Lo Yomri shouldn't say, well, Ezra, let me plant first the barley, the achakach oifach, and then I'll turn over the ground to destroy the wheat seeds, or the wheat sprouts. No, you can't do it that way. El rather, hoifach. First, turn over the ground and destroy the wheat seeds that started to sprout. The achakach zerei, and only afterwards should you plant the barley. In any event, under normal circumstances, there's no client problem. So you're going to plow before planting, you're going to plow after planting, but you have to make sure you do it before it takes root and for sure before it starts sprouting. You plow after it sprouts, you're not meshing the seeds into the ground, you're destroying what's growing. So he may say like this, look, if I plant the barley first, and then I plow, it'll be gewaldig. It's going to destroy the wheat because the wheat started to sprout already. And it's going to cover the earth over the seeds of the barley. So it'll have like what the world calls 2 birds with 1 stone. If I'm going to have to plow first to destroy the sprouting wheat and then plant the barley, I'll have to plow again. Because always after you plant, you plow again. Now the chiddush of the Mishnah that's explained over here is, even though it started to sprout, it's not just roots. So he tiny says, what are you scared of? I'm going to forget it? I won't forget. It mama sprouted. I see the wheat. Let me plant the sa'irim, and I'll do 1 plowing, which is going to be good for the sa'irim and destroy the wheat. And I see it. I won't forget it. So we're telling him, Rabbi Yid, no, I'm sorry. You can't do that. To plant sa'irim while the wheat is still there, that looks too much like klayim. What's the shear of plowing that's necessary in order to clear the path for him to be able to plant his barley? And for the Mishnah, Kisalne Haravia. What does it mean, Kisalne Haravia? Tlomim means like the furrows, the trenches in the ground caused by the plow. After it rains in Eretz Yisrael, they used to plow. And they would plow like a trench in the ground. Then next to it, another trench. But there could have been some space in the middle that wasn't plowed. It wasn't much like a carpet, everything covered. So if we're allowing him to plow this way, I mean, what guarantee do I have that some of the wheat plants didn't survive this? They were in between the trenches. But this is a kul. We're saying you don't have to plow in such a way that every drop of ground is dug up like a carpet, no. Same role as like they plow after a rain. Being that he's doing a maisa that shows he doesn't want the wheat there, it's already not considered like he's planting klai. Abba Shalom says, it's enough for him to plow the field until Kadesh Shalom Yishayer, he shouldn't leave over an area, a shetach, which is left unplowed, which is the size of a roiva, a quarter kav, lebesa. In other words, wherever he's plowing, you can't leave over an area unplowed, which is a 24th of the karka that he's plowing. It has to be less than that. That's the cheshbon of a roiva kav per besa. But the halacha is not like Abba Shaul, says the Batanur. So we learned in our Mishnah Gimel, chazering over, somebody planted wheat, changed his mind, wants to plant barley now. He has to wait until the roots pop up. They look like little worms because they're red and thin. That is 3 days in a moist karka. More than that if the karka is dry. Then he should turn over the karka through plowing it. When you plow, after it starts sprouting, you finish off the seed. Now he can plant his barley. If the chitin already started to sprout, it's already coming out from under the ground, you can see them. So for sure at this point, plowing will destroy it. But he's saying, you know what? Here I could see it. So it's not a problem of me forgetting it. So let me first plant the sa'irim. After you plant, you plow. Because remember, once you plant the seeds, before the roots start coming up, you're supposed to plow it. Then it helps. Once the roots start coming up, that's when the plowing will kill it. So let me plant the sa'irim. I have to plow anyway once I plant the sa'irim to cover the sa'irim with earth. So I'll get two things in one shot. It'll work once. The sa'irim that I just planted before they take root, the plowing is going to help it. And the chitim that sprouted already, that kamamish, see it, so I know exactly what to do. That's going to be destroyed. So we say, no, I can't let you plant sa'irim with the chitim there, sticking out of the ground. That looks too much like klai. How much does he have to plow? So one shita is the same way they plow after the rain. They make very big furrows, even though there are areas that aren't exactly covered, but it's okay. He's showing us that he doesn't want it. Abba Shaul has a different shita. Abba Shaul Pashtus is machmir. A different shita is about this, but Abba Shaul, according to many, is machmir, and he says you have to plow enough that the only thing that's left is a roiva chitim. In other words, it has to be less than a 24th. If more than a 24th of the area has not been plowed, that's not good enough. One interesting thing, if you remember the Lamates Melachai, so what comes first? What's the first of the Lamates Melachai? Zareya. Then comes Chayrish. Don't you plow first and then you plant? Well, we now understand there's a plowing after you plant. You have to plow after you plant. Just have to make sure to do it before it takes root. That's why we say Zereya first, then Chayrish, to tell me a Chiddush, that even the plowing after the planting is also considered a Malachan Shabbos. Of course, the plowing before the planting.